Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, Amia. This is Tamika with Capital One on a recorded line. How are you doing today so far?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I am good. Thanks for asking. I do have our amazing customer on the line as well. We're calling in reference to a billing inquiry. So she initially she thought that she was working with Verizon.
I received that email. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was under the impression that she was working with Verizon, and there was supposed to be a charge for $7.95, and that's what she agreed upon. That's what she was okay with. But there was an additional charge for $56.95 that she wants to get one more clarification of what the charge is for. Two, she want to have it canceled. And then three, she want to see if we can have it reimbursed back onto the account.
I'll be more than happy to look into everything for you all. Just spare me this one brief moment, please. Mm-hmm. And the customer zip code?
48198.
Your first and last name?
Marie Sar.
You said, repeat that, I'm sorry.
48198.
No, your first and last name, I'm sorry.
Marie, M-A-R-I-E.
Sar,
Marie, M-A-R-I-E, and last name, S-A-R.
Billing address for security purposes, please.
535 Villa Drive, Ypsilanti, Michigan, 48198.
Thank you for that. Yes, ma'am. Reviewing the account shows on the 28th of January, there was a smartwatch that was purchased for the $7.95, and that was only pertaining to the shipping for the smartwatch. I do understand 24 to 48 hours of that purchase, if the account was not called in to be canceled, then that subscription charge of $56.95 would apply to the account. With that charge being applied to the account, it will send you a voucher of $125 gift card. It was sent to the email.
I don't want none of that. I don't want none of that. I'm not
I understand. I'm
the only
explaining.
Thing I agreed to was the taxes, so they could put that back. I don't want nothing from this company. Nothing.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just explaining the account for you. Definitely not trying to frustrate the situation. I just want to help you, ma'am.
Okay.
All righty. So, yes, ma'am, I'm going to go ahead and make sure I get this account canceled with you, for you, and with you calling in with your bank. That charge can be reversed for you. It will take 3 to 5 business days for that charge to fall back into your account or however long it does take your bank to release it. I have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Yeah, what is it?
It is C as in Charlie, 258-877-340.
Mm-hmm.
That is your cancellation confirmation, 3 to 5 business days for that refund, and 24 to 48 hours for that email.
And they're going to refund the money back to the card?
3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling customer service.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.